What we want to see is real democracy, because the word democracy comes from the Greek and it means power to the people. And I don't know that anyone in Donegal feels that they actually have any say in politics or say in what's happening. So what we want to do is bring that back at a very practical level. Now, it sounds like pie in the sky. It might sound very airy-fairy, but there are very simple ways to do this. And one of them is that every month, if we were elected in the local elections, what we would do is every month we would have a consultation meeting with the public, and we would tell them what issues were coming up with the council, and we would ask them to vote, and we would ask them to tell us what they feel and what they think about things. And so that's really, really important, because then we would go to the council with those issues. And we don't have a whip system in our party, so we don't have to toe the party line. What we have to toe is the line of the majority of the people, the electorate, and on what they feel is really, really important to the people of Donegal.
You've pointed to the model that operates in Switzerland, and that's exactly. Often put forward as a model under which this system does work.
Exactly, and it does work very well in Switzerland. People there are self-determining and they have a say. They can also, in Switzerland, which is very interesting, people can call a referendum. If you can get 2% of the electorate to sign a petition saying that you're not happy with a piece of legislation that's been brought in, you can force a referendum. Now, that is something that was available in Ireland in the very early days of the state, but it was taken out by Eamon de Valera, and we would really like to see that come in. The other thing that we have with regards to change, and we can do this at a local level, we've already figured out how we can do this at a local level, is that if a politician, be they local or national, isn't doing their job, they can be recalled. And that is recalled by the people, not recalled by the party. It's not like what's going on in Labour at the moment. The people would actually say, no, you are not representing us properly, and we want to have somebody else in your place. And that's the way it should be. I mean, if you're not doing your job in any sort of, any employment area, obviously you would have to be recalled or you would have to be reprimanded. That's how it should be.
One of the key problems at local authority level is that of the availability of funds, the availability of money. Often, councillors agree on what is necessary. Councillors mm-hmm. vote and vote together. They vote on the policy. They put mm-hmm. something in place everyone agrees with. But the fact mm-hmm. is, the money's not there to implement it. Is that not really the key issue here?
This is definitely an issue that there is very low amounts of funds at the moment, but it's a matter of political will. It's a matter of being able to represent the majority of the people. So being able to push forward issues that represent that, that are important for the people of your area. There are ways and means of doing things. Obviously, we don't have any agenda ourselves personally. I mean, all of us are working for free as part of a very small party. We're very sort of, we're very morally upright people, I would like to think. And so we have no political or business agendas in terms of trying to gain anything by using these funds. So any funds that do come into the council, we feel we will be pushing very, very hard and working very, very, very hard with people to bring forward things that matter to the majority of the people, not just to certain business interests.